It's Check on Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. The National Weather Service has a flood watch in effect from this morning through tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a flood watch for all of eastern New York, for northwestern Connecticut, and for western Massachusetts and southern Vermont from this morning through tomorrow morning. Rainfall amounts of 3/4 of an inch to 1.25 inches along the snowmelt today may be enough to dislodge the river ice, which would then move downstream and potentially jam at preferred locations. Areas in the river channels which are most prone to ice jam flooding include obstructions in the channel such as islands, locks, bridge piers, and docks, changes in the channel such as narrowing of the channel, bends, gorges, and intact ice cover, change in channel depth from deep water to shallow water, and merger of river channels. A flood watch means there's potential for flooding based on current forecasts. Monitor the latest forecast and be alert for possible flood warnings. Those living in areas prone to flooding should be prepared to take action should flooding develop. In news out of the BerkshireEdge.com, after 10 years of guiding Great Barrington through controversies and projects large and small, Great Barrington Select Board Chairman Sean Stanton has decided not to seek re-election. Meanwhile, Selectman Bill Koch, who has just completed his first 3-year term, told the Berkshire Edge he is running for another term, saying he's especially pleased with the work he's done to write bylaws that establish the town's affordable housing trust that was approved at a special town meeting last year. He says the down payment assistance program is getting underway shortly, and he hopes to start a home rehabilitation program once funds are approved. Coming up tonight, the Sharon Board of Selectmen have their regular meeting set for 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. Lee H. Kellogg Board of Education will hold its first budget workshop for the 2018-19 spending plan coming up on January 23rd at 6 p.m. at the school. Following that meeting, the board will go into executive session to discuss the principal's position. Lexi Judge is serving as the interim principal this year, replacing Jennifer Law, who resigned for health reasons. The Salisbury Sharon Track Committee holding a special meeting on January 24th at 6:30. That'll be at Sharon Town Hall. The Norfolk Knitters Guild meeting at the Norfolk Library January 26th from 3:30 till 5. You can join the knitters on Friday afternoons. The fire will be lit in the Great Hall, and needles, yarn, and patterns will be available, or you can bring your own. And if you don't know how to knit, they'll teach you. Everybody is welcome to attend. Stanford Grange No. 808 will host its annual defensive driving course on Saturday at the Stanford Grange Hall from 9 until 3. $35 per person. The course allows New York drivers to receive a 10% discount off their collision and auto liability insurance and remove up to 4 points on a driver's license for any violations incurred in the last 18 months. For more information, 845-868-7869. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 142.88 to 26,214.60 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7408.03, and the S&P 500 at 2832.97. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.